Yeah, Andy, we're not signing Neville Fekir. We know that's not happening. But and I've brought David Lynch specially to confirm that. But I don't know. I can't think that they were prepared to spend £60 million on a footballer and it just becomes something that isn't a problem
anymore.
But
then at the same time, I don't think you can take your £30 million wild card and expect them to do as well. You might hope you might do so well.
Mm.
But I don't think Jane Shaqiri has done... I think Jane Shaqiri has done so well, you struggle to suggest that maybe Nabil Fekir, had he come in for that amount of money, may have done better. I think...
It's fascinating, isn't it, what Jürgen may be in the process of doing.
Well, you look how well he's done. I think there's always been a player in there, which is what we said at the time. Most of us said it was a worthwhile gamble. Some people didn't, but he's not in the room, so I'm not going to name him, Neil.
Yeah. Atkinson.
I honestly, I'd argue with anyone who can turn around and honestly say to me, especially if you look at how sparsely Keita and Fabinho have been used.
Yeah.
That Fekir would have done any better than what Jadon Shaqiri's done. And I think possibly the biggest compliment you could pay to Jadon Shaqiri is that he's probably saved the club. Well, there's no guarantee that we would have went back in for him, but let's, for argument's sake, we were looking at it. He's possibly saved the club upwards of, what, 50 million?
Yeah, it is. It's not. Look, let's be right. It is still early. David Lynch, it's still early days with this, the Shaqiri transfer. I know we'd love to rush to hail a success. Although it's hard pushed to be a failure at 10, 11, 12 million, whatever it was. Does it change the landscape if this form continues of his? Because, let's say Jürgen had just had a Fabinho of a start to the season, barely figured and hadn't entirely convinced. If that had been the case, do you think there'd be now still a pressing need for that sort of number 10-y, off-the-lefty Coutinho replacement type player?
Well, all the talk at the time was that Shaqiri was it in addition to Fekir, that the two were supposed to come in together. But you don't... It's hard to pick that apart sometimes. These are the noises that will come out of a club, but it might not, it might be misdirection. It might be the fact that Shaqiri was seen as too good an option at 13 million. And, when the Fekir deal hit the rocks, that then, okay, let's do it. Because that is the order that things happened in as well.
Mm.
So you don't necessarily know that he wasn't a direct replacement anyway, because he plays in it, he occupies a similar position, and that's where he's played most of his football so far for Liverpool, is in that sort of number 10 position.
Well, be it right-sided, but...
Yeah, but rather than sort of taking the place of any of the three very often, that doesn't seem to have happened much. So that seems like that's the way they see him. And he's only 5 starts in now.
Yeah.
To his Liverpool career, which is incredible, really, considering that he has, particularly in the last few games, made such a big impact.